Welcome to Alternative Views Radio. So pleased you've taken the time to join us. And we'd like to invite you to join us in a meditative prayer for protection. I thank the Divine for placing a hedge of protection around AV Radio and all who work there, including the presenters, the guests, and all the listeners. And I thank the Divine for placing a wall of fire around all, and also for setting the angels around all concerned. I invoke the mighty Archangel Michael to stand on the right side, to pour in courage and strength, and to bring about positive results to AV Radio's endeavors, and to all those listening. And I request that he cuts all negative cords and attachments with his sword, and ask that he places his deep blue cloak of protection around all. I invoke the mighty Archangel Gabriel to stand on the left side and ask that he pours his pure white energy ray into AV Radio and all the listeners and brings about guidance for their next steps on their spiritual journey. I invoke the mighty Archangel Uriel to stand in front of AV Radio and all the listeners and fill them with his purple and gold ray of wisdom and peace. Help him to soothe all conflicts in life and replace them with serenity, to break all mental and emotional chains, and to help free all from their fears. I invoke the mighty Archangel Raphael with his emerald ray to stand behind AV Radio and all the listeners. I ask him to pour healing and abundance into all. May he protect their journeys, and may they be impressed with justice, truth, and vision. I invoke the mighty Archangel Shamuel of the Pink Ray and ask him to expand the love around the heart of AV Radio and all the listeners. Help them to find compassion and forgiveness for all and for everyone ever harmed, knowingly or unknowingly. And I ask that all hearts be opened at a personal and cosmic level. I invoke the mighty Archangel Jophiel to pour the golden light of wisdom and illumination into all through their crown chakras. I ask that his wisdom lights up and inspires all minds, helping them to learn and teach at the highest level. May the symbols of wisdom accumulated through all lifetimes be lit up and activated now. I invoke Archangel Zadkiel of the Violet Ray of Mercy, Joy and Transmutation to pour the violet flame into all auras and ask for all negativity to be released and dissolved and to be replaced with joy, diplomacy and tolerance. And I thank the Divine for filling everyone with the mighty I Am Presence, and the Archangels for filling everyone with the protective and enlightened energies. Know that you are blessed and protected at all times. And so it is.
Welcome to AV Radio. It's me, X Factor, and tonight is Di's evening with Angel Talk. And I hope everybody enjoyed our new intro. We will also use that at the end of each interview that I do. All the interviews will start with a prayer and it will end with it. And I want to take this opportunity to thank Di for this. She has put a lot of effort and time in it, and it is so beautiful. And I feel protected, so I doubt that if any other person will feel otherwise. Di, thank you very much for this effort. It is beautiful, and we welcome you back. Hope you were rested, and we can't wait to hear what the angels has for us tonight. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you, X Factor. It's great to be back. I had a bit of a rest last week. Got it up to some fun. And yeah, so I'm going to be speaking about karma tonight, covering various aspects of it, and also doing a meditation for those who want to release the karma or petition for release of karma and see what the Lords of Karma have to say to them. All right, so it's going to be a fun evening with some enlightenment that's going to come through. And there is one reading that I will be doing as well, so I have answers for that lady. And I think it's going to be a fun evening. And I think most people feel that karma could be like a ooh thing, you know, if I do something bad, it's going to come back to me. But karma works both ways, good and bad. So it's not all bad. Yeah.
Great. Well, I haven't had time to tell Dai about our music. So I think let's just take a break and listen. Brian Adams is our guest tonight. And I think Walk On By is going to be very appropriate, seeing that we are going to look into karma. How do you feel, Dai?
I think that's appropriate. We'll be covering something like that.
There we are. So let's listen to Brian Adams and Walk On By. And after that, it is only Dai and the angels. We'll listen when they want a music break. They'll tell us. Otherwise, we are just going to give them free rein. Brian Adams and Walk On By. Please don't go away. Join us after the music break.
I heard that you're leaving the sleepy little town. Bright lights must have caught your eye, cause you ain't hanging around. No people been talking, so you're making a mistake. Gotta get on that Greyhound, forget about what they say, just walk on by. Walk on by. Don't look over your shoulder, keep your head up high, just walk on by. Things about the city, I'm told that they're true. Better watch out for those guys out there, they're gonna hit on you. So don't talk to no strangers, no, it ain't your style. Don't give up when the chips are down, just turn around and smile. Just walk on by. Walk on by. Don't look over your shoulder, keep your head up high. Just walk on by. To know why you're old enough to know why you're standing at the station, you got a ticket in your hand. Guess you got your mind made up, you gotta get on while you can. Don't say I never told you, now the rest is up to you. Streets can be a battlefield when it's hard to make it through. Just walk on by. Walk on by. Don't look over your shoulder, keep your head up high. Just walk on by. Walk on by. You're a little bit lonely, you're a little bit shy. Just walk on by.
There we are, Walk On by Brian Adams. As I promised Dai, I'm going to sit back and enjoy the evening. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much, X Factor. Okay, so as I said, we're going to be speaking about karma. I just want to let the listeners know where I glean this information from. I am a professional and a qualified angel and ascension teacher, and I did my training at an angel connection school in Nasna some years ago. So I've kept abreast what's coming up in the world very profoundly with Diana Cooper and I nearly forgot her name, Doreen Virtue. And so I keep abreast of what is happening, what they purport to tell us. And I must tell you that the angels feed me a lot of information so that when things come up, already I'm experiencing what they are put out there very publicly as well. So when I feel that something doesn't resonate with me, I always do research and find out if I'm feeling is right. And when something just falls into place, and I totally believe it, I still do research, but I make sure that what I'm going to be sharing is correct as well. So it's not a case of me just thumb-sucking the stuff. Research is done profoundly. And as I said, I am a qualified angel and ascension teacher. So the stuff that I'm sharing with you has all been taught. I have trained to do this. Now, getting back to karma. Okay. So we all incarnate to experience life in a physical body, obviously on Earth, which is known as the mystery school. So, this is the place where our lessons are presented to us in the form of situations or with particular people. Now, we all have these life lessons and experiences, and sometimes we don't know why these things happen to us. And hopefully tonight I'll be able to cover some of this. So some of your questions will make sense, and or whatever it is will fall into place after some pondering. And sometimes it might not make sense tonight, but as the days go on, then things will fall into place and you'll come to realize or come to know why things have happened, okay? So being here, obviously, is to deal with our life circumstances, which determine whether or not we pass our, you can call it, in inverted commas, exams, okay? So when we respond to all the tests with compassion, strength, and understanding, we are on our way to becoming a master. So a master is somebody that comes to Earth to learn those lessons, learns those lessons, and overcomes those. Passes basically with flying colors, right? So the aim of everyone who incarnates on Earth is ascension or enlightenment. So when I talk about ascension, I'm talking about enlightenment. So for us to rise above just this earthly body, we become more and more enlightened on our spiritual journey. And that's exactly what we're all after at the moment. So it might sound a little bit vague to some, and they're going, it's a lot of hoo-ha. But just take the time to have a look into it and see how you feel, and then see whether you resonate with it without before you want to run away, okay? So it might take many lifetimes for us to achieve what we have set out to do. So if we hurt or harm another, we earn karma, which is a debt, and then must be repaid. And very often our soul will want us to return to Earth to meet some of the same people and have similar situations so that we encourage to experience the challenges again or to complete those unresolved issues. Might not always feel, oh no, did I bring this from a previous lifetime? Isn't that a bit scary? Okay. Don't worry, we'll cover this. Okay. So when we are born, we forget our spiritual connection and our past experiences on Earth or elsewhere. And you know, a lot of people incarnate from other planets. So they come to Earth as a lesson to write those particular exams and to bypass those challenges which Earth has to offer. And of course, we all know, if you're listening to the show, that we don't walk on this path alone. We've got our guardian angel who's with us and protects us and encourages us and who's our voice of conscience. All right? And then we've also got a spirit guide who's lived on Earth or volunteered after death to train as a guide to help those that are still here. And the spirit guide is attracted to us according to the light that we radiate. So different guides come to you as you change. You don't always keep your same guides, all right? Maybe one does or a couple do stay with you. But an evolved person will attract greater guides. That's also something to remember. So if you suddenly feel, I've got a different person around me and it's much more powerful. There's a reason for it, okay? And as we know, we're multidimensional beings. So a dimension is a frequency range, which means that part of us may be stuck in a low frequency, which has negative emotions, while another part of us is radiating compassion and love into the universe. So yes, we can operate on a low frequency and on a high frequency at the same time. So it's not impossible. And of course, this happens too. Now we're moving between the third dimension and the fifth dimension. So we fluctuate between the two. We don't always hold the fifth dimension as profoundly as we'd like because we're still learning. We're in the learning stages. So I just want to mention that the first dimension is the mineral kingdom where the new ideas are rooted. And the second dimension is the plant world, which needs light to grow. And light contains spiritual information and knowledge. And then the third dimension.
Die. Hello. People, just be patient. Die. Okay. Just bear with us. I think let's listen. I die.
Hi.
You broke away at the stage where you spoke about the first dimension, second dimension, and the third dimension. Before you got to the third dimension, it broke away.
Okay. So the second dimension is the plant world, which needs light to grow. And light contains spiritual information and knowledge. Then in the third dimension is the animal kingdom. And it's also the place that very materialistic and negative people hold, well, in this dimensional frequency. And they've often forgotten their divine connection. And this is basically where we're stemming from now. And all of us are enlightened and we're waking up and we're asking questions about why are we here? Why did it take so long to get to this point? You know, why couldn't this have happened years ago? I could have skirted all this horrible stuff that I went through. You know, but anyway, the earth is waking up basically. The whole universe is. And now we're operating mainly on a much more enlightened basis. And so we're growing. So when we're in the third dimension, we operate mainly from an egotistical basis. And the consequences of the low vibration action sometimes isn't paid back immediately, but it's in a later lifetime. So those people that haven't woken up yet don't see the correlation between the lifestyle they lead and the hand that fate deals them. They just feel like they're unlucky, okay? So and that's okay. You know, everybody wakens up at their own pace. It's not something that we need to judge. Rather just help them and then show them with your own light how you've progressed and maybe they will take a bit of a hint and also want to be in the same spot. Then we've got the fourth dimension, and at this frequency, we begin to remember past lives and the truth about who we are, and our hearts start to open to unconditional love. Then this dimension is the bridge between the third and the fifth, and we start to live in the now. So it's quite a thing to live in the now. I want to share something with you after I've explained the fifth dimension, etc. What's been happening to me in the last few months. So it's an interesting concept, and you know, didn't come to realize it until I started restudying the stuff, which I'd already put out a few years ago to clients and shared this with them. Anyway, to get back to this. For us to move into the fifth dimension, we must have forgiven ourselves and others, and fear and negativity will have been transmuted. So on this level, the law of karma means that you're given a lesson, you must learn it and do something about it in a positive way. And even positive thoughts are fifth dimensional. So with our thoughts, we can touch other people and raise their frequency and allow a miracle to change in that moment, okay? So when your karma is finally balanced, you receive instant karma. And this means that if you have a negative thought or do an unworthy action, the consequence will boomerang back to you immediately. So if you never seem to get away with anything in life, be grateful, because then you know that you have reached the point of the fifth dimension or on the flux of the fifth dimension. you know that you've grown. When nothing really happens to you and you are just carry on your normal negative self and you blaspheme everybody and curse them and, you know, you just hold on to all that negative stuff and there's never anything positive that emanates from you. And it doesn't really matter. It doesn't affect you. And you don't actually have a conscience about it. Then you must know that you haven't progressed, which is a sad thing for some, okay? But when you know that life is changing all around you and you know how to emanate those and push out those positive vibes, not wanting something back in return because you know that that's how the law of cause and effect works, but when you do it unconditionally, it works even better. So then we've got the sixth dimension, which is the frequency when we rise to when we leave our physical bodies after ascension. And we become purified light bodies. And in the seventh dimension is known as the seventh heaven, and this is where our high ascended masters and most of the angels reside. So you see, we're not actually really far off, but we've still got we've got some time to get there, but we're on our way. All right, so especially for those that are going through this enlightened process. It's nice to know and judge where you are for yourself, obviously, where you are on the ladder of ascension. So I just wanted to share that with you. It sounds a little bit complicated. It's not really. All you've got to know now is that we're moving from the third to the fifth dimension. And in the fifth dimension, karma is immediate when you've reached a certain point. Otherwise, you can ask for the release of karma, which we're going to be doing just now. So that's what I wanted to say. Maybe we could have a minute or two of music and then I'll go on to the next session.
Yes, Di, I agree with you. And Brian Adams has a song, "We Found What We Were Looking For." And I feel that is also very appropriate, seeing that we are going to go deeper into the karma thing. A lot of people, myself I know, I understand a little bit better what karma is really all about. So, Brian Adams, "We Found What We Were Looking For."
Breathe.
Welcome back. We found what we were looking for. And yes, I'm sure that this song will be true in all of our lives after tonight's show with Di. Di wants to share a lot of things with us, so I'm not going to interfere.
Okay. X Factor, thank you. I want to say that now this new dispensation that the world is in gives us an opportunity for more spiritual guidance and help than ever before. I don't think we've ever had this much help as we have now. So, and there are many, many spiritual teachers out there that can help. The best thing you can do is look for one that's truthful and one that has your best interests at heart. I just want to say again that the law of karma is as you give, so you receive. Bad thoughts and deeds return to you, but so do kindness, thoughtfulness, love, joy, and generosity. And to the extent that you hand out these qualities and live with these qualities, you will at some time receive an equivalent back into your life. And it's not always from the direction that you gave it out to, but it comes from any direction. So it's not a hard and fast thing. If I give you 10 cents, you need to give 10 cents back to me. It doesn't work that way. Okay, it's a much more loose, generosity that comes back. And as I said, if it's the bad stuff that you've given out, more likely you're going to get the bad stuff that comes back. But we want to concentrate on the good stuff rather, because we want more of that in our lives. So our karma is recorded and balanced, and those loving thoughts, emotions, words, and deeds are credits that we receive. The negative ones are debits. So when the universe calls these up, when we least expect it, it can be somewhat of a shock. So people that are unaware of karma call it fate, as I said, or good luck, good or bad. But we that are enlightened know a little bit better than that, okay? I just want to say that when I did my angel training, we were taught about instant karma, and we went through that process. And I must say that it does work. In my own life, if I know that I have really hurtful thoughts towards somebody else, I either do something, it's either bump my elbow or my shin or drop something on my foot, but I have an instant pain and I know exactly I needed to watch those thoughts. They were unfair or unjust. And I always say thank you so much for showing me that. And I want to say that living like that is much better than waiting for something big to come back and you're thinking, oh, when I was two, I did this and scribbled with crayon on the walls, or when I was 16, came home late. When I was 22, got hopelessly drunk, fell off a table. All these silly things that come up in our minds. It's not about that, okay? It's about how you do cause and effect to others and how you affect others in your life that comes back to you. And with the release and the petition of release for karma, we can let go of all those things that we hang on to and feel that I have got some stuff in my heart that I hold on to, some forgiveness. And I want to share this, what I mentioned just before the music was over the last few months, I felt almost I had changed dramatically. I met through a metamorphosis, and it started with the hurt that I experienced last year, but incredible hurt. And to the point that I wanted to take my life. And over those months, I was never so serious about leaving the planet. And obviously it didn't work. And not that I did it, okay, just let's get that out of the way. But I was on the brink of doing anything that could have got me off here. And then I went through that change where the angel said to me, we want you to go and sing. And so I went. That day, that morning, I went and I sang my heart out. And the service that I went to was all about people who were unemployed and things were bad. And within 2 weeks, everything changed. I moved home and I got a job. Okay. But in that time, I had a lot of time. It was like I emptied myself. The daydream stopped. The future plans that I had all came to a halt. I had this fear, and I kept on thinking about fear. What's going to happen to me in 6 months' time? Where am I going to be in 6 months' time? I'm probably going to be living under the N3 bridge. If it was just me, it would be okay. Probably I could handle it. But I have Sabrina and Topsy. I can't imagine living under a bridge with two cats who are my love with my whole heart. And I just thought, something has to give, okay? And something did. But in that time, I learned how to live in the present moment. Every time I started thinking about the week ahead or the 2 weeks or a month, I'd panic and I realized that's where my fear was lying. And I had to bring myself towards myself every single day. And it was a process. And then when things fell into place, I realized that it became a habit of living every single day in the now. And it doesn't mean that I have given up any dreams now. I have my dreams, but I'm finding it hard to daydream like I used to. So I've still got a process to go whereby I need to develop my daydreams again, because my daydreams are very much in the future. But it's a work in progress. But I want to say that it taught me a lesson how to live in the now. And to the point where I actually thought, I've changed so much. I've released so much fear that I held on to. I must be walking. And, you know, walking is a subject for another program. But a walking is when you leave your body and another soul enters. That's how much I've changed. And I only realized this when I did some research recently. No, I'm not a walking. I basically... I'm living in the now, but it's one of the signs of the fifth dimension. And it's given me so much happiness and calmness inside to know that I managed to cross the bridge and I hit a nerve and that little nerve worked for me. Okay. And yes, it was a metamorphosis of note. I don't wish it on anybody else. And I know there's a lot of people that are going through hard times and they can't see the future. And I want to encourage them not to lose hope and to get to that point where you actually do something drastic. But listen to the promptings of the angels, because they will give you that right advice. They will give you those little signs that you need to listen to. And if you tune in like that, you can't go wrong. They will guide you every step of the way. And when you look back, you will realize just how far you came. What's happened now is also, you know, I get angry also. I'm human. It doesn't mean that I let everybody walk all over me and say what they like to me now because I feel I'm superior. It's not anything like that. I still go through the same type of thing that anybody else experiences, frustrations in life, a bit of sad moments, and I have my normal emotions. But I don't hold on to things anymore. Little things that used to worry me incessantly have gone. It's just like I just don't worry about silly things anymore. Whereas I'm a Virgo and I obsess about stuff, you know, like everything has to be straight and right and clean and God, you know, I mean, a Virgo can drive you a person insane. And now it's like I have still everything neat, but I don't need to go and fastidiously nitpick at anything. So there's a lot of stuff that has fallen away, which really doesn't matter. And I let people get away with more than I ever did before. But you know what I do now is that I laugh about things and I say, how interesting was that? How embarrassing? Or whatever it is. And I learned to laugh a lot more. I always used to laugh, but I laugh a lot more than I ever did before. And I also send them love. So when they've walked away from me and maybe they've been rude, and yes, I have been rude to somebody recently too, and I would have regretted it immediately, but I want to say that I don't hold on to it for days and like wish them bad and like, oh, you know, send those negative vibes out there. It's released. So every day is a new day. And I must say that when you get into the habit of doing that, life just seems to work much, much better. So after that whole long thing, let's get back to our karma story. All right. Are you still there, X Factor?
I'm listening. What came to my mind, Di, is it's so true what you have said, that we are human. Yes, we get angry and we say things that we don't really mean, mm-hmm. because that's how I experienced it. But in that anger state, you just let go. And afterwards, you feel sorry. But if we're going to keep pondering on that, we give the negative too much energy, too much credit, and too much control. So when we get just let it go. We have lost Di there.
Hello?
She's back. There, she's back.
Oh.
Yes, it is. You have to let go.
Yeah.
Of that. And I doubt in my mind, you can differ from me, and I would like to have your input. In my mind, if you do something that is not according to your moral values, like, for instance, you are rude to somebody, but you just carry on, and instead of pondering on that, the very next action that you do is rectify rudeness by being polite, having a different attitude towards the very next action that you take. Because that will help you grow positively instead of staying in the negative.
I was rude to somebody the other day. I must tell you, I was doing my tax, and I had to phone a medical aid that I belonged to before. Anyway, there was a big misunderstanding. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, and I was rude to this woman, and I said to her, no, you didn't help me, and I found this conversation, like, really unhelpful. Mm. But when I put the phone down and I managed to sort stuff out with the help of a colleague, I felt so bad about this. You know, I just thought over-dramatized the whole thing. It had been a rough day. Nothing I did that day, if it didn't go right at all. Mm. It was a very pressurized day. And but I felt so bad for being – that woman didn't actually deserve that. So I didn't carry it with me, but I did ask for forgiveness, okay? Mentally, I did.
Exactly.
It was a call center, so the likelihood of phoning back and apologizing was probably null, that you'd get the same person.
Yeah.
But anyway, do try and balance what you put out there, because if you carry that with you, and then because somebody else upsets you and then you take it out on the next person, what happens in the moment when you are rude to somebody else, that will come back, not probably from that same person, but you'll experience or have a similar experience later, probably the same day or within the next day, of somebody doing the same thing to you, or the same thing that you've just done to someone be reflected back to you very similarly. So you'll find that, oh my goodness, I looked at things so completely differently, and now I'm getting a different perspective, and I'm the one on the receiving end, and it's not really good for me.
Yes.
So that's how it works. So it doesn't mean that you're going to be punished indefinitely. It's basically a reflection on what you just did to somebody else is going to come back to you. So that's how it works. Okay, so we're not talking about crime here. We're talking about how we handle life in general. Okay.
It's like what you sow, you reap.
Yes, exactly.
But you do not have to reap what can I call it?
No, you don't need to reap a negative life for the rest of your life.
Yeah, because of one negative deed. Like you said, you can go up into universe and say, please, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Help me to rectify the next thing.
And yes, exactly.
That's how I experience it.
Yeah.
Now,
so I want to say that even family is karma. So your soul chooses your family before you're born. And then difficult family ties can be a consequence of unresolved feelings or situations in a past life. So that's another aspect of karma. Okay, so I want to say, you know what, I'm going to carry on with karma the next in a couple of weeks' time, because there's so much to cover with karma. Because I've got mounds of information on it. But I don't want to leave anything out. And I can see the time is galloping on. But what I want to say is that we choose our family this time because we wanted another chance to resolve the problems that we experienced in previous lifetimes. And then family offer you the lessons your soul needs to learn. And then close, warm, loving feelings towards members of family almost certainly mean that you've had a loving bond with them in another life. But you choose them to support you and give you a solid, loving foundation for this one. So if you want to have a look at your family, and I know my family are quite tumultuous in relationships. We've got all kinds in my family. And we've had our ups and downs in my close family. I've got one sibling. And, a lot of things will still need to be overcome. And if we look at our families as the biggest teachers, that's where our biggest reflections sit. So anybody that has a family and they have a lot of problems in their life, normally the stuff comes through from family life. So they carry it into adulthood and then they carry it through their lifetime. And eventually those feelings, they rise up and how they enact and react to things in life all stem from that. So it's all deep-seated stuff that eventually bubbles out and comes out. It's all karmic stuff, you know. So and we're all complicated beings and we're all different. And, you know, some people shrug off karma and go, you know, it'll never affect me. I can do bad things to people. I've heard one of the witch doctors actually say, well, I don't really let karma get me down. You know, I just do these bad spells for other people. But he's a conduit. So maybe he isn't as ascended as he thinks he is. And he still has that coming for him, which is an awful thought. But it's, again, it's all lessons in life that we all go through, you know, and we'll all go through it at our own pace and in our own time. And it's not actually something to be rushed, because if you feel like you still need to overcome stuff and just by doing a meditation is really not going to work, I wouldn't suggest that you partake in this meditation, but rather just listen to it and get the gist of what is waiting for you when you are ready. Okay. So I want to say that also we call family members relations because our souls in consultation decided before we came back what we wanted to learn and how to we're going to be related to each other. And then what we also know is that we can choose our friends but not our families. But what is actually happening is that our higher self chooses our families and while we choose our friends according to our personalities. So that's an interesting tidbit, yeah. Okay.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah. So it's about whatever thought or emotion or word and action is put out on a vibrational energy that attracts events and people and situations back on the same wavelength, okay? So everything you send out is brought back to you and ensures that outer circumstances in your life accurately reflect what's going on internally. When I'm going through my notes, it sounds so complicated and yet it doesn't need to be. And when you're in a happy space and you're sending out these wonderful good vibes and everything's going your way, and you know that life is on a roll. And then the next day, you know, just going, gee, what happened? Yesterday was so great. Today is not so great. That would be the little lesson over there. How am I going to get through this day? How am I going to achieve what I set out to do, to live without fear and to react in the moment and let go of anything that doesn't serve me? Right. Maybe we need 2 minutes music.
I think, yes. Let's go. I am going to cut this one short. It's a little bit over the 3 minutes. But let's listen to Bryan Adams and Broken Wings in the light of what you have said, Di, that there is people out there that feels destitute, that feels that there's no point.
Mm.
In the light of that, Broken Wings, let's think about Broken Wings. Even if a bird's wings are broken, he doesn't need to die because he can still feed himself and he can still, to a degree, get away from dangers and hide until the wing has recovered. So I think Broken Wings is appropriate. We're going to listen to that, and then after the break, Di is going to help us with this meditation. And I agree with you, Di. I think we can spend a few weeks on karma because it's very important. I also got the message that this needs to come out. People need to be made aware, and we have to get rid of the fear that we are dominated and we grew up with.
Exactly, so,
let's listen to Broken Wings, and then after the music break, Di will be back.
Say the things I can't believe in. I will say the things I wanna hear. I believe them all. The story's short and tall. I believe you. Yeah, I believe you. Yeah, give me love. But love is all.
People, we are breaking down and we are going to just now allow Di to continue with our meditation, and then we'll take the show as we go along. There we are, Di. The floor is yours.
Thank you. I'm going to go now into the meditation, but I want to just give you some background first. The balance sheet of our karma is known as the Akashic Record. And your personal record is kept by your guardian angel, who's with you throughout all your lifetimes, as we've spoken about. And he's also your recording angel. Now, the lords of karma, who are incredibly evolved beings, are in charge of all those Akashic records. And they are held in the great universal computer, if you want to put it that way. And when you're offered an opportunity to incarnate, they help your soul to make important decisions, including your choice of parents and what you wish to learn and accomplish in your lifetimes. So then the karma is carried forward into from lifetime to lifetime. You see how it works, okay? But it does not mean that we can't ask for now in the as we're growing up into the growing into the fifth dimension, for the petition of the release of karma, because we have this wonderful opportunity to do this. And if you want to remain stuck, you know, and you don't believe this, you will grow at your own pace. If, on the other hand, you feel tonight that you would like to try for the petition for the release of karma, you're most welcome to join me with this meditation. It will take a couple of minutes. And over the next week or so, you can ponder over what has been fed back to you. If you feel you're not ready, just listen tonight and then join us again next week when you feel like you've got more enlightenment, and maybe you could do your own research to see what comes in and how you resonate with it. So I want to say that it's not a forceful thing. It's totally on your free will, and it's in your own time. Just with any spiritual growth, it's always in your own time, okay? So I'd like everybody just to relax and just allow yourself to close your eyes and breathe deeply in and release that breath. And on the out breath, just let go of all those troubles that came to you and all those little hardships that you carried with you today. And just for the next couple of minutes, we're going to concentrate on being you and spending some time with you. Okay. I'm going to put on a little bit of background music so we don't have dead air. All right. So the Lords of Karma may grant your petition to rescind your karma. And this would mean that your burden of debt will be lifted in this lifetime. And if it is granted, it will mean that you'll have instant karma and any new debts you accrue must be paid back immediately. And then you'll never be able to get away with anything again. Now, that's a good thing, okay? Except, of course, if you're going to go like the really drastic route and do something bad. But for everyday living, this is perfectly the way that you want to live. So it behoves us then to be careful moment by moment of what we are creating. And those angers, hurts, and petty dishonesties, little jealousies, and times of negativity and despair, they don't serve us any longer. And this is the thing that we want to let go of, okay? And it's only too easy to get into debt again, but the more enlightened we are, the better it is for us, okay? Just to release all of those things that will penalize us. So now, I'm going to start the meditation, and with your eyes nicely relaxed, I want you to continue breathing in and out slowly. Just breathe in and breathe out. We're going to start with the grounding. And you're going to imagine that we've got roots coming out from below you, the soles of your feet, and they trail down into the earth, through the many layers of the earth, until they reach a black obsidian crystal, which is full of protective energy. And now you draw up that protective energy into the roots, and imagine that energy going all the way back up the roots, through the layers of the earth, and back into the soles of your feet, leaving you grounded. Draw Archangel Michael's blue cloak of protection around your shoulders and feel the weight of it as he does so. And zip it up from beneath your feet to under your chin. Draw the hood over your head to protect your third eye and crown chakra. Remember that all the while, only good energy is coming through. There are no negative energies that will be allowed to enter. And you realize that your guardian angel is standing next to you. Now visualize yourself and your angel standing before some steps leading to a pure white temple. Make it your own temple. Just envision it standing there before you. Now walk up those steps, you and your angel going towards the door. And you open the door, which leads into a courtyard filled with flowers. And you walk across the courtyard, past a beautiful fountain. And when you get to the other side of the courtyard, there's a group of angels standing at the door on the other side. Ask them to please take you to the Lords of Karma, who are inside the temple. You follow them in. Notice your surroundings. You're completely calm and at peace. Remember this. And you come to a door which opens for you to enter. Your guardian angel and you walk into the room. And before you, there's a panel of people seated at a large table. They are the Lords of Karma. Greet them and tell them why you are here. You may tell them that you've tried everything in your power to either get well, heal yourself, heal a relationship, find love, whatever it is. Speak speak to them from your heart and appeal to them for their help. Now listen to what they have to say to you. Are they saying they agree that it's time for you, for your petition to be granted? Or do they wish you to go back and try one more thing? Let them talk amongst themselves for a little while. Remember, there's no reason to be nervous. Everything is great. One of them writes something down on a piece of paper, and then they turn back and face you, and they hand you the piece of paper. You see they are smiling, and you have no option but to feel calm, and you smile back. Open up that piece of paper and read what is written on it. Put it in your pocket. Now thank the Lords of Karma for their assistance. You and your guardian angel open the door and walk out, where you're greeted by the other angels who walked you to that room, and now they walk out with you back across the courtyard with the fountain. They wave you goodbye and you leave the temple. You're feeling lighter than you have ever been. You hug your guardian angel and thank him for coming with you. And over the next few days, you're going to meditate on that message that you read on the paper. And you realize that when you sleep tonight, that you might even get more messages from your angels. Also know that if the Lords of Karma have granted your petition to rescind your karma, there'll be no need for you to return for another visit. If they wish you to meet any requirements that they have written on that piece of paper, you will follow their instructions, asking the angels for help, and you'll be able to return for another visit at a later stage. Know that you are safe and secure. And when you're ready, you may wish to wriggle your toes and flex your fingers and open your eyes and return to the room. There we go, X Factor.
It was excellent. Thank you. People, please let us know how you feel. Let us know your experiences. You are most welcome to either WhatsApp me on 062-7709-492, or you are welcome to even contact Di in person if you would like to discuss this matters with her personally. We'll give her details just after I have said my said. And you are also welcome to please join our Facebook group, which is Alternative Views Radio. You can find it on avradio.za. That is the quickest. There is a like page as well as a group where you can post anything that you feel we at AV Radio or the people that partake in the shows needs to know. We'll definitely respond to that. Di, can you just give us your details, please?
Certainly. My website address is angels-haven.co.za, and my cell phone number is 082-699-0031. But that's all my information, my contact information is on my website page.
There we are. Thank you so much for that. Di, I wish to thank you on behalf of the listeners and myself for the wonderful work that you do, the insight that you give us, and the patience that you have to go and research all these things and bring it to us in a way that we can understand it. And I also want to take this opportunity in thanking my husband, Vic, for assisting us with the angel prayer that Di has done for us, because he modified it so that I can use it on the station. And I personally think it is wonderful. We would like to know how you experience it. We are going to play out with the same prayer. And make it your own. Although it was done for AV Radio, we all a family, so feel free to use it and use the prayer for this purpose that it is there, for protection and to get us all for the greater good of all. We don't want to have the great winners and losers. We all are winners in our own right. So we are going to play out with a prayer. Have a blessed evening. And if everything goes well, me, X Factor, will be back tomorrow at 7, between 7 and 8. And we'll have Sue with us and have a wonderful evening with her as well. So be blessed, keep warm, and be free.
Welcome to Alternative Views Radio. So pleased you've taken the time to join us. And we'd like to invite you to join us in a meditative prayer for protection. I thank the Divine for placing a hedge of protection around AV Radio and all who work there, including the presenters, the guests, and all the listeners. And I thank the Divine for placing a wall of fire around all, and also for setting the angels around all concerned. I invoke the mighty Archangel Michael to stand on the right side, to pour in courage and strength, and to bring about positive results to AV Radio's endeavors and to all those listening. And I request that he cuts all negative cords and attachments with his sword, and ask that he places his deep blue cloak of protection around all. I invoke the mighty Archangel Gabriel to stand on the left side, and ask that he pours his pure white energy ray into AV Radio and all the listeners, and brings about guidance for their next steps on their spiritual journey. I invoke the mighty Archangel Huriel to stand in front of AV Radio and all the listeners, and fill them with his purple and gold ray of wisdom and peace. Help him to soothe all conflicts in life and replace them with serenity, to break all mental and emotional chains, and to help free all from their fears. I invoke the mighty Archangel Raphael with his emerald ray to stand behind AV Radio and all the listeners. I ask him to pour healing and abundance into all. May he protect their journeys, and may they be impressed with justice, truth, and vision. I invoke the mighty Archangel Shamuel of the Pink Ray and ask him to expand the love around the heart of AV Radio and all the listeners. Help them to find compassion and forgiveness for all, and for everyone ever harmed, knowingly or unknowingly. And I ask that all hearts be opened at a personal and cosmic level. I invoke the mighty Archangel Jophiel to pour the golden light of wisdom and illumination into all through their crown chakras. I ask that his wisdom lights up and inspires all minds, helping them to learn and teach at the highest level. May the symbols of wisdom accumulated through all lifetimes be lit up and activated now. I invoke Archangel Zadkiel of the Violet Ray of Mercy, Joy and Transmutation, to pour the violet flame into all auras, and ask for all negativity to be released and dissolved, and to be replaced with joy, diplomacy, and tolerance. And I thank the Divine for filling everyone with the mighty I Am Presence, and the Archangels for filling everyone with the protective and enlightened energies. Know that you are blessed and protected at all times. And so it is.